Welcome to Forging Families, a 10-part series filled with silly stories, quirky questions, and riveting reveals. Today, we'll be going into an interview with Tim McCarthy about found family.
Well, I'd love to start off by saying that family is blood relatives, but it's funny, through my life and experiences, there's been approximations of family and sometimes even closer family that aren't blood relatives. As a person growing up, it's hard to drop some of those thoughts. And even if you have a friend long enough, so I've got a friend that I've had since seventh grade, and like, he remembers me back then. Yeah. And the dork I was and all that, and I'm still a dork, but like, you know, you can't ever drop some of those things the longer and longer that you've been around. So I don't know, maybe family, I wouldn't even characterize family as length of time you've been around somebody. Maybe it's depth of relationship. I don't know, maybe that's it.
Where does a found family come from?
So found family is weird when you smash that up. So you've got family, you've got found family, but then in my experience in business, you smash that up in with all this. So you've got family, you've got athletics, you've got kind of business or corporate dynamics, and then you've got this found family, and you try to fit kind of that within. There's this weird dynamic at play in corporations and in business that says, if you're someone's boss, you can't also be their friend. There were people that I worked with that basically reported up into me, where we looked at each other and basically said, had we not met here, we probably would have been best friends outside of this space. You know that, like, that could have been found family, but you've almost got to keep a distance. But I will say, and this is where I lead back into, I know that was a diversion, but I'll lead back into it, which is, I would say found family, especially at the corporate level, happened with my peer set. So when you rise through the ranks, leadership in and of itself is a pretty lonely place. But what I found was a couple of different places where I had this peer group of kind of whatever kind of level I was at, there were other people around me, and that wound up being my found family. I might only see them once a month or once every couple of weeks, but as we were working on each other's businesses or business problems or whatever, I found a kinship within that group that was, I mean, I still talk to some of these people, and I haven't been around them for years. For 20 plus years, I've been working in some version of business, and you know, I don't see my family all as much as I probably should, or even call them as much as I should. But work, I've spent so much time at work that's probably the best place I can argue I had a found family. Because there were people inside the organization that weren't directly reporting up into me that I swear I had a kinship with, that like, now that I'm no longer a part of that business, I feel like I, in some way, shape, or form, lost a family. We even text each other every now and then, but it's just not the same anymore. It's really weird. So I lost a family when I sold the business, which is kind of hard to say.
And did you like see them outside of work much, or was it more just when you went in?
Back to these dynamics, like, let me answer that question in two ways. On the way in and on the way out, yes, I saw them outside of work. But there was a moment in time. So probably the first 2-3 years as I was building the business and trying to get those dynamics going and create a culture and all that, then the answer is yes. I started to watch it teeter into a dangerous territory where, like, they would start saying things like, oh, well, you know, we're friends, so you don't have to hold me, like, we don't have to talk about that, or you don't have to hold me accountable, you know, those kinds of things. And all of a sudden I started realizing, wait a second, this is kind of going in a direction I'm not really comfortable with. Yeah. But then on the way out, kind of the last couple of years, I was able to regain some of that because they were no longer directly reporting into me. And so those kind of dynamics started coming back into play, where I could hang out with them outside of work. Mm-hmm. And I could talk to them about some of the challenges that they were wasn't in the same way, and we weren't the similar ages. So I think age has a part to play with found family too. I almost didn't want to bring up the found family at Wittenberg because that almost felt too easy. It was like a layup. Because I do think, I mean, I think both of you would probably argue, like, forget athletics. Some version of a family you have found here. I would say that being reconnected with HUD, who I met on campus and was good friends with, kind of, because he had already graduated, but he and I had a kinship pretty quick. So that this Why Wit podcast, I think, is going to move back into that space. And we'll reconnect with people that we went to school with here, too. And so, yeah, I do think there's probably some found family there as well. But that's so new, I can't... Maybe this is just me and it's a personality flaw, but I keep people a little bit at arm's length. And this is an admission I can't believe I'm saying to you two right now. But I keep people at arm's length for a little while until, I mean, HUD, that's not. But I keep other people that I don't know all that well at a little bit of an arm's length until they kind of show up as family or they show up as an acquaintance or they show up as a friend, right? It's like I kind of wait and see how they're going to react to different things. All right, let me turn the table. I know y'all are asking me the question, but tell me about found family on your end.
So mine's probably freshman year here, coming in my roommate. I texted maybe two times before the day we moved in, the first day. So I had no idea what to expect. So it was kind of like you were talking about, like keeping him at arm's length. It was like I was a little hesitant, like how much I wanted to share with him and give him information. But then after like the first couple weeks, first month or so, like we became like, it was like we were literal brothers. Like we still talk every single day. He graduated last year, but like we still talk every single day. And it's literally like we're brothers. We lived together all 4 years we were here together.
And same with you, right? Like Jack, you had these friends you kind of knew, but COVID smashed you all together. And
all of us were at the same school in second grade. One of us left. But I was still friends with him, but then they kind of like group kind of lost that connection because he went to a different school.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit and we're all like, okay, we live in a similar area. I kind of want to hang out with my friend the one that left in second grade who I always hung out with. I also haven't seen these two friends in a while. Let's all just hang out together. And then and it was cool because I could see my best friend who was the one who left. I saw him start to like grow those friendships with the other two, but now they're all like they hang out like one-on-one together. And my friend just went down to Florida to visit him.
It's funny you brought that up because it reminds me of a story. So this friend that I mentioned earlier that I've had since seventh grade, and then another friend that I kind of met through hockey in high school, those two different friends didn't know each other. And then because I brought us together in some way, shape, or form, kind of post, it was almost while I was here at Witt and kind of after that, I kind of had us kind of all go hang out because they're both from the same area, Mentor, Ohio, kind of Northeast Ohio, that area. And so I had us hang out together, at the three of us, and then I watched them create a relationship. They're now texting each other. Aside from me, I'm not even involved anymore. And they're now, they like, the high school buddy lives in Colorado, the other lives in Cleveland. And the one from Cleveland goes and flies and hangs out with this guy from Denver and without me. I'm not even involved anymore, right? So they've got their own freaking relationship and friendship or found family. So they themselves are maybe found family.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed this, make sure you check out the other 9 episodes in this series on family.